Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
So, Ben, the Biden administration has been quite clear that they're intending to go aggressively after methane emissions, but they appear to have a big opponent ahead of them. Tell us about them.
First off, I'm going to make a slight style change. I'm going to try not to use the term methane emissions because basically what we're talking about is leaking natural gas. I actually thought about this as I was writing this story where someone asked me like basically what is methane? And I was like, well, actually it's natural gas. And the problem Biden is going to face is that half of all the natural gas that leaks into the atmosphere in the U.S. just comes from Texas, from one state.
I'm Anthony Adragna. This is Politico Energy. And today, Ben LaFabe on President Joe Biden's really, really big, like Texas big, obstacle to lower American emissions.
When they drill a new well to get oil, they also get natural gas. The two are just kind of always together. Like chocolate and peanut butter, but the peanut butter part of it actually floats off into space and traps heat as a greenhouse gas emission.
It's Friday, February 12th.
The biggest bang for the buck for cutting down natural gas emissions in the U.S. is going to have to go through Texas, and Texas has shown in the past week or so that it has absolutely no intent to let the Biden administration tell it what to do.
So that goes against, you know, other states that are big producers like Colorado, New Mexico have put in place, you know, pretty strict regulations. But Texas has taken a different approach. Have they basically said they've done nothing?
It's interesting. You know, this comes up quite a bit where green groups will say, well, look, you can't have an oil and gas industry that's well regulated. And they'll point to Colorado and New Mexico and they'll say there are state governments there that are putting into place more stringent regulations against, you know, letting natural gas, you know, seep out into the atmosphere. But in Texas, as the director of the Public Citizen Texas office told me, no politician ever went broke suing the federal government. I mean, it's like almost like a mark of pride. So we had Texas Governor Abbott telling all the, you know, state agencies, we encourage you to defend the Texas, you know, energy industry against any sort of quote unquote federal overreach. And even at the lower levels, I mean, the Texas Railroad Commission, which is the agency that regulates the oil and gas industry in the state, you know, it's got at least two people on its three-person commission who just outright deny climate change.
They're lying to us when they say that we're destroying the environment. We have seen a 99% decrease in environmental deaths since the Industrial Revolution started. 99%.
And then eventually he just kind of said, and well, we can always do better. So we're going to direct staff to ask tougher questions on process when they process permits.
What's really interesting to me and what I feel like is the divergence is this backs raised against any sort of regulation comes as the American Petroleum Institute has shifted its position to now support direct regulation of these emissions. Can you explain that? Is this political and cultural or what's driving this resistance or this disconnect?
In a nutshell, it's basically big oil kind of reads the writing on the wall and they're like, look, things are shifting this way. And like they'll say, we want to work with the administration. But on Texas's part, I mean, it's basically parochial. I mean, it's very much Texas, like this is our land and, you know, the feds keep out kind of a thing.
What are you going to be watching for in the next couple months to see kind of how this breaks out?
There's no way that the Biden administration can get the any kind of aggressive goal completed without going through Texas, just given that it's, like I said, the source of half of all natural gas emissions in the U.S. But one other thing that, you know, we mentioned in the story was that Texas gives the Biden administration very little leverage as far as the federal government is concerned. The Interior Department doesn't have any reach into Texas. Anything that the Biden administration really wants to do is going to have to be EPA enforcement out of the Dallas office, which, as some folks told me, is kind of a basket case right now because, you know, the Trump administration basically gutted it. So, I mean, I'm curious to see what the Biden folks do to have any kind of sway in Texas and whether that's going to be big enough to, like, get anything done at the scale they want to get done.
Also, the Biden administration is undoing a Trump order that limited who could get money under the Land and Water Conservation Fund. Under David Bernhardt, the Interior Department had made big and controversial changes to the LWCF program, including a provision that effectively gave state and local governments a veto over federal land acquisitions. But yesterday, an order from the acting Interior Secretary, Scott De La Vega, said the previous administration's order needlessly inhibited the availability of federal money to help state programs and federal acquisitions. The action effectively gives the federal government the power to fully use the almost $1 billion a year authorized under the Great American Outdoors Act. Environmental groups, which played a key role working with senators from both parties to pass the Great American Outdoors Act, praised the Biden administration for enabling the Land and Water Conservation Fund to fully function. Subscribe to Politico Energy wherever you listen, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want more energy news in your inbox, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Carlos Prieto is our producer. Our senior producer is Jenny Ahmet, and our executive producer is Irene Noguchi. Our editor is Matt Daly. And on our show this week,
Ben LaFave,
Zach Coleman,
Annie Snyder.
I'm Anthony Dragna. Thanks for listening. Have a nice President's Day weekend, and talk to you on Tuesday.
Last year, Chevron invested billions of dollars to bring affordable, reliable, ever cleaner energy to America. Because it's only human to work toward a brighter future. Learn more at chevron.com.